Well, last week, Kay asked this great question as we were covering Matthew chapter 11 for answering a previous question that she had. And as I was just reading extra that was in the context of what Jesus was saying, and it came up with Matthew 11, verse 12, and I'll go ahead and read that, and this is, I even mentioned last week that this is one of the difficult passages of the New Testament, and Kaufman ended up saying exactly the same words. This is a difficult passage, and is known for that. But Matthew 11, verse 12 states, Jesus speaking here, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force." So Kay's question, well, very good question. Well, what does this mean? And anyway, I worked on that here over the last couple of weeks, and I got a good answer. Kaufman, of course, covered this, and he quoted J.W. McGarvey, who lived back in the Civil War days, and so he took his view from that, and he was in perfect harmony agreement with what McGarvey thought. And I also typed this into Google's AI program, and it gave me two other answers. So I initially thought that this was all two answers, and one of them included Kaufman's answer, but then as I was finalizing this, I realized that there's actually three different views here of this passage that I got. The AI program came up with two views, and Kaufman and McGarvey came up with a third view. And I'm gonna say ultimately, it's all these statements that are made, they're all accurate and correct statements. The only thing is wondering if these answers and these views are exactly what Jesus had in mind. And so all we're coming up with is possibilities, but all three of these views are definitely possible explanations of what or who Jesus was talking about. Okay. So first, I'll start off with the introduction that Kaufman and McGarvey ended up writing to start us out, and then I'll go into the what the computer called a negative and then a positive view. Those were the two views that the computer came up with, and then in I'll figure probably in the next lesson we'll cover the Kaufman and McGarvey's view of what this passage means. Okay, so we'll start off with Kaufman's comment of the introduction and overview of this passage. Matthew 11, verse 12 is admitted to be one of the difficult passages of the New Testament. This verse, in all probability, was accurately understood and expounded by J.W. McGarvey, who wrote, "Here Jesus pictured the kingdom of heaven as a besieged city. The city is shut up, but the enemies which surround it storm its walls and try to force an entrance. The gates of heaven's kingdom were not opened until the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. But men, hearing that it was about to be opened, sought to enter it prematurely, not by the gates which God would open, but by such breaches as they themselves sought to make in its walls." Okay, so now I'll start with what a Google Gemini's program came up with, and it had a negative view, which ultimately that was the negative part was it was enemies of God, and even Satan is one of these forces that are referred to as the violent or the violent and the violence by enemies of God. That's the negative. And then the positive view are truth seekers, those that are wanting to get into God's kingdom and wanting to get into God's kingdom so badly they're willing to take it by force. And so then the computer came up with an explanation after we cover the negative, it'll be the positive view. Okay. But the negative view is persecution and opposition. This explanation suggests that the kingdom was being attacked by hostile forces. The violence referred to the physical and spiritual opposition faced by John the Immerser and Jesus. John was imprisoned at that time. So that was some of the violence that John had already suffered, that in this view that Jesus was referring to, mentioning even John here. And the violent people, refers to religious and political enemies of God, such as King Herod or the Pharisees, who were trying to suppress the movement or seize control of God's kingdom for their own agendas. The violent also refers to those who actively opposed or tries to plunder the kingdom of God. Beyond King Herod, there are several other candidates that Jesus could have been talking about. And they list four more groups. First, religious leaders, or the ones called the Zealots, and they're mentioned in the accounts of the Gospel, and maybe even in Acts, the Zealots might have been talked about too, and maybe in other books in the New Testament. But the Zealots were known to be, that's also a group of people Jesus could have been referring to here, trying to take the kingdom by force for their own political and selfish purposes. And then the third group is spiritual forces of darkness, which included Satan and his demons. And then the fourth group is the general public's misconception. So the Jews in general, their misconceptions about God's kingdom, thinking it was going to be an earthly kingdom and a military fighting kingdom instead of a spiritual kingdom. Okay, so first, other than King Herod that had already imprisoned John and would ultimately behead him, being the violent and taking violence on force against the kingdom, religious leaders. By rejecting Jesus' message and intimidating potential followers, the Pharisees and scribes shut the door of the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. And the reference here is Matthew 23, verse 13. Effectively trying to seize control of God's spiritual domain for their own authority. Then the second group, the Zealots. Jesus may have been referring to Jewish revolutionaries or zealots who wanted to bring about God's kingdom through political insurrection and physical warfare against Rome. Then the third group, spiritual forces of darkness. Jesus may have been referring to a spiritual dimension where the violent represents Satan and his demons attempting to snatch away the word of the kingdom from the people's hearts. And then the fourth group, other possibilities other than King Herod, the general public's misconceptions. Some view the violent as those who try to force Jesus into a political kingship, essentially trying to take the kingdom and shape it to fit their own earthly desires for prosperity or liberation. Okay, so that's the negative view. These were all enemies of God or dark forces of God and enemies of God's kingdom. They were the violent that tried to take the God's kingdom by force. Okay, now here's the positive view, be just the opposite of that. Instead of enemies of God, these are the truth seekers, the ones that want to get into the kingdom of heaven. And this view here is only going to talk about the positive aspects of that. Now, Kaufman also and McGarvey gave a positive view that it was truth seekers and people that wanted to get into God's kingdom, but then there's a negative aspect of that positive view that they covered that was they wanted to do it their own way, and ahead of God's providence. So ahead of his will and differently from what God was ultimately going to enact it and structure it differently. So, but first, this is all positive, nothing negative here. And consequently, that'll be mentioned here. And Kaufman actually mentioned this. He knew about this was the view of some of the Christians in the second and third century. They had written about this verse, and they took this. They thought Jesus was talking about it positively, that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. And they said that's good, because they were seeing overwhelming acceptance of God's kingdom and people wanting to become Christians. And they were experiencing that in that maybe somewhat honeymoon-type period. And where a big majority of the whole Roman Empire were becoming Christians. And so they said this verse that Jesus was talking about, he was prophesying about positive things. And this was good that he was talking about, which now Kaufman and McGarvey did not take that view. But the Christians in the second and third centuries took this exact view here that the computer came up with and called it the positive view, and which included eager pursuit and zeal. So Matthew 11 verse 12 means in this view that eager and determined people were intensely striving to enter the kingdom of heaven, overcoming difficulties with great zeal. Jesus used imagery such as an army breaking into a city, a holy violence of passionate pursuit rather than literal aggression, contrasting with passively waiting for the kingdom, that they were passionately pursuing and wanting to take the kingdom by force by bursting open the doors ahead of providence of God, which that Kaufman brings that up, that was a negative part. That wasn't good. But they viewed that as positive. They wanted to get into God's kingdom so badly. They wanted to get in even ahead of before God even established the kingdom. It signified a new forceful era where people passionately seized the spiritual blessings of God's rule. Okay. And then it comes up with 4 points to support this positive view. And they are eager pursuit, forceful advancement, spiritual warfare, and what it calls a turning point. So the eager pursuit. The crowds pressing to hear John and Jesus are likened to an attacking army, demonstrating an intense, almost violent hunger for the kingdom's blessings. Then the forceful advancement. The kingdom itself is portrayed as forcefully advancing, pushing back darkness and challenging the old order, necessitating a vigorous response from the seekers. And, you know, this is a very truthful statement. Whether Jesus was referring to this or not, this definitely happened because the Jews, the people were having to fight against the doctrines of men that the Pharisees were trying to bind upon them, and they were having to push back what the computer called the old order. They were challenging the old order and pushing that back so God's kingdom could advance. So that's the forceful advancement by pushing against the false teaching and overbearing rule of the Jewish leaders. Okay, then a spiritual warfare. It highlights the active spiritual struggle requiring believers to be bold and persistent against spiritual and worldly opposition to claim God's promises. And then the turning point. The era of John the Immerser marked a shift from the Old Testament age to a new time where the kingdom's good news was powerfully presented and eagerly received. So this was a shift in time, and people were really excited that now the Old Covenant is ended and the New Covenant is being brought in. And people gave definitely even over time, as time went on, even more and more overwhelmingly positive response. And that I'm confident that this is why the Christians in the second and third century would have taken this Matthew 11 verse 12 as a positive comment and I don't know about prophecy, but remark about the kingdom, and those that are violent take it by force. That's why they took it positively, because everything was shifting and people were realizing, boy, definitely after 70 AD, when God had the Roman Empire to destroy the temple and just obliterate all of Jerusalem, and to what Jesus had stated would be the worst massacre in all of history. There would not be a worse massacre in any time in history up to that point, and he said there never will be that bad of a massacre till the end of time. Okay, so then it finishes up with, in summary of the positive view, the verse isn't promoting physical violence, but describes a spiritual fervor where people, like tax collectors and sinners, who eagerly embrace the gospel, passionately seized the kingdom through determined faith and overcame barriers with relentless zeal. So they wanted so badly to enter God's kingdom that through determined faith, they overcame barriers, and with this relentless zeal, they were not going to be stopped. They wanted to become a Christian and become a member of God's kingdom, and it did not matter what sinful lifestyle they had had before. They were willing to completely do 180 degrees and leave that sinful lifestyle, repent of all of that, and be able to enter God's kingdom no matter what barriers they had to overcome. Okay, so that's the two views that the computer came up with, and also that the second and third century Christians came up with of this verse, an explanation of the verse. Then the computer even gave us a chart to finish up here with this summary of these two views. And with the negative view, the cause of the violence was to persecute the kingdom of heaven. That was the objective of these violent people, was to persecute the kingdom of heaven, to destroy God's kingdom, or to stop people from being in God's kingdom and change their minds. That was the reason. And now the violent were the enemies and the oppressors of God's kingdom that it listed of five different groups of. And then the violence that these violent enacted, as far it only gave just with reference to this verse, since Jesus mentioned John the Immerser, the computer mentioned the violence that was suffered in this negative view in part would have referred to John the Immerser's imprisonment by King Herod. And but there of course would be others. It would be definitely the Jewish religious leaders, namely the Pharisees, but Sadducees, really they're all working together, and the priests and scribes all thrown in there together. They ended up executing the Messiah. So that would also be some of the violence that was going to be suffered by the violent ones that were trying to take the kingdoms by force. And then for the positive view, the cause of the violence was the earnestness of the believers. And the violent were the zealous and determined seekers of the kingdom. So these were the truth seekers, and they were zealously wanting to become members of God's kingdom. And so then the violence that they enacted upon the kingdom would be referred to as the rush of crowds to hear Jesus teaching about his kingdom. And we know that was an ordeal that Jesus had to put up with, at least on one occasion. It's listed on multiple occasions, but the most memorable occasion that comes to my mind is when Jesus was teaching the several thousand people on the west side of the Sea of Galilee, I think probably around Capernaum area, and they crowded around him so much wanting to hear the message about God's kingdom that they crowded him too much, and he had to get in a small little boat, a little fishing boat, probably more like a canoe, I guess. But anyway, some kind of a little boat in the water on the Sea of Galilee to be able to get away from the shore, just to be able to, so the people didn't swamp him or push him into the lake because they were just coming around him with the crowds so much. Very similarly to what we would see with different famous people like Michael Jackson in history, or Elvis Presley, where people just swamped them anytime they saw them in public, and swamped them, and you know, the girls would even pass out, go crazy, and all. But anyway, so this would be something very similar. They were so zealous and wanting to hear so much about God's kingdom, and so determined to hear the message, that they swamped Jesus so much in this particular account. He had to get into a boat to get offshore a little bit, and then he taught them from the boat. And so these are the two views that the computer came up with. And then in the next lesson, we'll plan to cover the third view that McGarvey thought, and Kaufman agreed with McGarvey, that it's still dealing with people who, not the enemies of God. These are the followers of God and Jesus, and wanted to become members of God's kingdom, but they wanted to do it their own way and jump ahead of the providence of God, or do it differently than God was going to structure his kingdom. And so there's five passages that McGarvey came up with this to prove his point on this third view of the passage. So are there any questions or comments on anything of this?